story short, I ate the whole fucking deep dish. I ate most of it, and I was
how big of a deep dish are we talking?
I mean, it's kind of racist, but they only do small for gluten free. So it's kind of fucked up.
Wait, where's this going?
So they only do like a personal size, but dude, for a deep dish, it's actually perfect.
Yeah,
like if you eat the whole thing, you will feel disgustingly full, which is what you're going for with pizza. But the so I ate it. I saved two slices, ate them in the airport. Dude, this morning I was walking my dogs, full code red. I usually go all the way around the Eastern State Penitentiary.
Yeah.
I made it to the Eastern State Penitentiary, which is like a four-block dedicated move. As soon as you can't turn back, you got to go all the way around that.
Yeah.
I'm talking to the phone on Spud. I'm like, oh my God, Spud, I have to fucking shit, bro. And he's like, dude, I've been here before.
Yeah, I was going to say, Spud's probably, honestly, the worst guy to have on the phone there.
It was perfect.
His advice would be, go to a bush and shit.
That's the thing.
His advice immediately.
I was like, damn, dude, I shouldn't have that pizza. He goes, no. Whatever you do, don't think about what you ate. That's giving you this diarrhea. That'll only intensify it.
Yeah, he's a good like midwife.
Dude, so he is like a midwife.
He's a great midwife for
a dog. He might be a doula. He might be a diet doula, dude.
So he's like,
I should start doing a thing like a hot tub center. He's like, natural fucking diarrhea. You like get a hot tub.
Start spreading. Dude, people dumping in hot tubs.
Oh. Like,
I've been afraid. I was afraid of that. I had a slight case of myself of some re like 2 weeks ago, and I went over to swim at my friend's house when his family was on vacation, and I had to fart. I was in the pool.
You're gonna squid.
And I was like, dude, if I shit my friend's pool when he's not there,
you gotta clean the whole.
You have
thing.
To leave.
No, you gotta clean.
I would leave it.
You gotta change
like,
the filter.
Go.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, you can't shit the pool. But I wonder if you can shit the pool and just leave.
I think you can fuck the filter. You got to, like, shock the water. It's a process. We've had the McCusker pool's gotten shat. The McCusker pool, yeah, dude. So people have shat the McCusker pool. It's been little kids. But I think one of the little kids shat the McCusker pool, and it was definitely, it was like a, you have to dump a bunch of chemicals and shit. To neutralize the dump.
So you had the doula on.
So I go, I have the doula. Thank God I'm talking to Spud.
I'm telling you, that's the worst guy possible for the raid.
Well, the funny thing.
Could be, yeah.
I mean, first of all, he's like, stop thinking about what you ate last night. That was kind of helpful. Because I'm like, I started thinking about it. I'm like, it was so much dough, and it's just all just pushing through. Like, that's so much to absorb and, like, push through you. It's a deep dish. But the fucking, so he was like, dude, you're going to make it.
I knew his advice would be horrible. Dude, I knew.
He's like, you don't want to break this seal, dude. He's like, you don't want to enter the world of, like, accepting the fact that you're going to shit your pants and dealing with the consequences. Oh, it's making me laugh so fucking hard.
Oh, man.
He's like, next thing you know, you're shitting near a bush in the park, and your dog's trying to eat the shit that's coming out of your ass. He's like, you don't want to go there, dude. Trust me.
The dogs, has he experienced this? He's shit in the park.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Spud's definitely.
He's a van shitter.
He is a shitter.
If you listen to
Warmo,
you'll
hear.
Yeah,
I listened to the first episode. He was talking about dumping in vans.
Well, having to, dude. You got to just go in a bucket. Because especially on a construction site, if there's no porta potty, there's people who are like, you can't use our bathroom.
You got to just bull rush that. To say, listen, you can call the cops.
True.
I have to use this bathroom.
Yeah. I mean, they won't call the cops. They always won't hire you back. They'll be like, dude, we told you. It's fucked up to hire someone to work in your house and make you can't use our bathroom.
Oh, you mean at someone's house?
At a residential
house.
Thing.
I thought you meant like a site in like a city. I thought like Starbucks would be like, no, you have to buy something.
You got to rush that.
Like, I'm done. No.
I think there's an addendum in the Constitution where like you can fully override a store.
Yeah.
Be like, you have to be a customer. Just be like.
It's giving quarters to soldiers.
True.
It's in there.
I'm FaceTiming Brittany. I'm like, dude, look at what I did. I was basically like, do you want to see this? I gave her a warning. And she was like, yeah, let me see. So I thought I was showing her the dump with the camera.
Dong.
It was tenus. Another emergency tenus, dude. This was a tenus after.
A sick tenus?
Running home with diarrhea.
Sick tenus.
Dude, I don't think her family was. I hope her family was looking at the phone because they're all together. So they're at the mall. And I'm like, I didn't know she was at the fucking mall, first of all, because we didn't talk about that. And I'm like, you want to see my dump? She's like, sure. So I go to show her the thing. And I go, oh, and I'm on speakerphone. I go, oh, no, wait, that's my penis. She's like, oh, you're on speakerphone. I'm like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, here's the dump anyway. I flipped it around.
Oh, so you showed your wife a tenus and then diarrhea? Yeah. Ew, dude.
Ew. I mean, the tenus was just in the way.
Yeah, I like that picture, though. Tinus with a background of diarrhea.
Oh, dude.
That's a good picture. That's every Tinus's class photo. You know how normally normally you get, like, lasers in the back? Tinus is just has a pool of diarrhea.
She gets a pile.
A pile flown all the way from Chicago. Oh.